tonight I would like to offer to you the mind that is troubled in life, because life is a series of frictions and confrontations that we have got to go through, interactions with people. And when we go through these interactions, the mind always moves. So in this meditation, as we have seen, the mind that is very hard to control, very restless, that is going here, that is going there, and that is the mind that is we are relying on to do things in our life, to talk, to do, to act, coming from this mind. And the Buddha said mind is the forerunner. So when whatever is formulating in the mind, it comes out as words and actions. So now we can somehow look at how the mind can be moved. If the mind is moved into a positive way, then we're happy. When the mind is moved into a negative way, then we are unhappy. The mind is troubled in that situation. So what are the factors that makes the mind move, isn't it? We must have the body, of course, that has the senses to be able to feel, like the eyes that can see, vision, you know, eye consciousness, the ears that has a sound consciousness, and the nose from the smell consciousness, and the tongue from the taste consciousness, and the skin from the touch consciousness. So these are the things that can move the mind by hearing words, by seeing things. For example, somebody has been here at the door shouting at me and saying unpleasant words. If I were deaf, I wouldn't hear what he's saying. I'll be waving back, you know, isn't it? But if I can hear, I know the meaning, and I, cognition-wise, the cognition process informed me that they are not pleasant words. So from hearing consciousness, my mind can be moved. I can be either angry, or I can be just contemplating and then try and calm the person down with wise decisions. Same thing, isn't it? When you see somebody so beautiful, so handsome, from that likeness, from that wanting that somebody, from that trying to pursue things to get that somebody, and all sort of troubles that, because the mind is moved. Now the mind wants them. So the mind do something about it, so the actions follow. So these senses that we have in the body can move the mind really to an extreme, in some extent, isn't it? People killing each other out of jealousy, out of hatred, like that. So if we understand that, how the mind can be troubled from seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching, right? So these sources, now we see, can move the mind. So then the question is, how do we see it? How do we hear it? How do you smell it? How do you touch it? How do you taste it? It depends on these factors now, the mind, for the mind to go towards a positive direction. So we can make a contemplation about these things, isn't it? When somebody is saying something that is not agreeable to us, and the hearing consciousness, isn't it, through the ear, we heard it, and then at that stage nothing has happened, just hearing. But from that hearing, cognition process takes over. This is good, this is bad. From the mental consciousness, perceptions come in, isn't it? So from that, we have become views and opinions, isn't it? So in this sense, what we are doing is, we don't want to see things superficially. We want to see things deeply, hear things deeply, smell things deeply. That's why we are meditating, calming this mind, controlling this mind, training this mind to be able to see. Now somebody is there saying something unpleasant to me, to us, right? Then the natural mind in its everyday reality state would have acted and reacted accordingly, isn't it? Angry or frustrated or disturbed. Harsh words might escape from my mouth through that natural reaction of this restless mind, right? So then, if we have this understanding of these sources and how they can move the mind, and we want to see deeply, now what we will do is, why is that person saying that instead of what he is saying? Now we go into the source. Why is that person saying that? Calms investigation. So with this calm and peaceful mind, we can do that. When the mind is not trained, when the mind is restless, then, you know, whatever button they push, we'll jump. If they're pushing the red button, we're going to get angry. And we just only see the surface of the words and the person. But when we have the mind calm and peaceful and concentrated, now we are looking beyond that deeply. Why is that person saying? Not what the person saying, right? And also life is such that we are not always right, which we normally, the restless mind thinks, we are always right, but actually it's not. So now, we, through the meditation, seeing things as it is, now we come to use that with the wisdom, not our views, not our opinions, but what actually has happened. We may have made mistakes. We are not angels, we are not, you know, foolproof. So, something we might have said in the past, something we might have done in the past, it coming back here, fruition of what we have done. It is the development of the stages, you know, culminating to this point of them saying this or doing that, isn't it? Then we don't get hurt by what the person's saying. Through this investigation, we come to realize and then we act accordingly without our views, opinions, and our feelings and emotions. That's where this understanding takes over, these emotions and feelings, isn't it? Instead of, you know, getting up and, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, and so what, this, that, saying, now we're looking beyond that and we're looking deeply, and then we get up and say, come on in, you know, I know you're very upset, and I would like to apologize, or, you know, some other words similar to that. Come on, let me buy you a cuppa, you know, see what's the problem, let me fix it for you. And if I'm wrong, let me, you know, say sorry to you. These are the words and actions coming from the wisdom mind that look beyond the surface, deep inside the layers of what the person is saying. So, in a sense, the mind, when it becomes troubled, is the mind that doesn't understand these, you know, nature, law of the nature, what is happening there. The mind cannot see. So that when the mind cannot see, keep on pushing and pushing and pushing until we are there in the mud pit, can't move anymore, only the little head left there floating. It's come to that stage. And the mind is troubled now, no escape. Because done so much mess, done so much unpleasant things, have so many wrong views, isn't it? I fail here, I fail there, I was rejected here, I was rejected there, isn't it? Failure is not a loss. Failure is a lesson to take. So when we fail, if your mind is wise and practice meditation, you come to contemplate, why do I fail? What is my action? What is my speeches? What are the words I've spoken? So rather than pointing fingers to others, we try to review ourselves. What are the words we have spoken? What are the actions we have taken? Then we correct them. By doing so, next time when we say things, we don't do the same mistakes again. So again, failure is not a loss. Failure is something to learn from. So when you have this wisdom, you go through life like that, and you gain more and more ground, more and more acceptance by people because of this wisdom that you have, then your life becomes more and more happy. And that mind that is troubled is disappearing fast, because what you're doing now is doing the right thing in life. So that's how you live life, with understanding and meditation, making the mind calm and peaceful. In a way, when your mind becomes calm and peaceful, you don't react, you know, quickly like before. You take time, you think, you ponder, you contemplate. How is the best way to, you know, deal with the problem? Never in hatred, never out of foolishness, never out of anger, never out of jealousy, never out of greed. You do it with honesty, sincerity, wanting to be, to make harmony, friendship with people. So it's a different way of living with the restless mind and the wisdom mind. That when the wisdom mind comes in, through meditation, you see things. And as you keep doing, you are, your life is not living like before, shut and close and self-centered and only me, me, me. Not like that anymore. It's become we. We, we, we. What are the people doing? What is the thing you can help? When you come out like that, like the sunshine that come out of the, you know, darkness, everyone enjoys it and feel happy. Your presence is a radiant sun that makes their lives happy. So in that sense, that mind is not troubled anymore. Of course, being life, being human beings, there's always be problems and difficulties, but we overcome all those difficulties and problems with this true understanding of things as they really are. So if we can practice that, the thing is to renounce ego. The ego is always there, you know. I am this, I am that, I am big, I am to be respected. You know, get rid of the ego. It's not me, it's not them, it's we. Try to make each other happy. And by helping others, then you can escape from the mind that is troubling now. The mind that is troubled, then only you can escape. If we live in our shell, self-centered, and then only thinking of what we don't have, what we have missed, what we have not achieved, then the mind will always be troubled. Free yourself, go out, join, and help others. That's the way the mind becomes free. On top of that, we also have to, we are physical beings, we have to look after our body. Whatever chemical reaction in the body affects the mind. So that what you eat is very important, like, you know, non-medicinal drugs and intoxicants that should be avoided, alcohol included, you know, smoking included, and also food that can make you have anxieties, like in my experience, coffee, tea, coke, things like that, you know, that will make the mind have anxiety, heart palpitations. We should avoid those sort of food. And also what I have researched, found out that like eating brands and, you know, unprocessed brands and unprocessed oats and things like that, make you balance your body inside your tummy, so that the bacteria that, you know, stays inside your tummy balance itself, and, you know, mind become healthier. So the food you eat is very important. So you should make some research on what sort of healthy food you should eat, and together with the food and the drink and exercise, of course, the body as you age, you know, at any stage, any age, you know, exercise is good. It also helps to build up the mental toughness. So food, training of the mind, and then exercise. If you do that, the troubled mind can be managed. So I offer this to you today. Hope you can contemplate on it and use it in your life if you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.